The Rambam in Perek Dalet from Chasuk Alocha Ches says, "Sichel Chagabi Achsav Sheish Lapsimin Ben Shoyin Nirim Mibefrim VeEin Nirim BeMchutz and so on Ksheira." And the Makan Mishnah says the reason is kosher is because we say Pi Tikra Yod VeSosem, and this is based on the Sugyan Sukkah and Daf Yutes. According to the Rambam that since it works for Sukkah, that Pi Tikra Yod VeSosem is operative, works midi raisa. However, if we look in the Rambam Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Yudzayin Halacha Lamed Hey, the Rambam says Achsadva Bebika Mutal Lataltal Bekula VaAfa Pishi Sholosh Mechitzes VaTikra SheAnu Roen KiIlo PiTikra Yovid VaSolsim Ruach VaVias VaZorik Meshus HaRabim LaTocha Potter KeZorik LaMavi Sosim SheYesh Lo Koira. So the Rambam says that if you Zorik your Potter. So you see that it's not a shusaram diraisa, only drabonon. So if it's only drabonon, how does it work as relates? How does it work for sukkah? Why is it machshir sukkah? Kevin Oyer noticed this. So the Rav answered based on what we'd previously said in previous notes shown from the Rav, is that there's a fundamental difference between mechitzas of Shabbos and mechitzas for sukkah. That mechitzas of Shabbos are to be makif the makom, that there shouldn't be drisus rabim. As opposed to mechitzas, and that the mechitzas of sukkah are because they're a doifin of the sukkah and they're part of the chefts of the sukkah. And therefore, the sukkah of Shabbos doesn't have to be, the mechitzas of Shabbos doesn't necessarily have to be one mechitza. It could be several mechitzas. They don't have to, as long as the makom at the end is mukaf, is enclosed, so it doesn't have to be necessarily, the different components of the mechitza don't have to be within lovered of each other, which is not the case as relates to mechitzas of sukkah, because there you need a mechitza of a chefs of mechitza, because that's part, it's an integral part of the chefs of sukkah. And then Reb Chaim said that that's why, he explained that that's why, according to the Rambam, as opposed to the Ravid, the mechitzas of Shabbos, even if they're made of Ashera, of Avodah Zorah, which we normally would say Ksusei Mech Shurer, then it's considered that there's no shear to it. But mechitzas, the Rav, quote Reb Chaim is saying, he thought that because there the shear is not a shear in the mechitza, by Shabbos the shear in the makom, Reb Chaim speaks about this in the Sefer, but he said, Reb Chaim assumed that by mechitza of sukkah, that shel asherah would be kosher, because, would not be kosher, because we'd say ksusim echshirah, because there the shear is shear, not in the makom, but in the cheftz of mechitza, and we say ksusim echshirah. So therefore, here similarly, by as relates to Pitikwa Yom V'Sosem, the makom is considered it depends on hekev mechitza. So for that, the makom is not that only works midrabonon, and so therefore it only works, for example, in the mavi. Masha enkim b'mechitzas of sukkah, that it doesn't depend on hekev makom. For Havayah, the Rambam's opinion is that Mechitza of Shabbos to create a Shusay Hayochim Nidi Raisa. The Rambam's opinion is that you need four Mechitzas on all four sides. However, by Sukkah, you only need Shtayim and a Tefach. And therefore, you see, it's not to be Makif the Makom. And therefore, for Shabbos, Tikra doesn't work Nidi Raisa, only Drabonon. But as relates to Sukkah, we'd say Pitikwa Yovu Sosum, it creates a mechitza, and that's kosher midiraisa for a sukkah.